Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to r/entitledparents, where these entitled parents demand to know the password and username of their son's Amazon accounts.
My parents want my Amazon username and password. What should I do? My parents want me, a 17-year-old boy, to give them my Amazon account information so they can monitor it. I haven't bought anything bad with it. I just bought a video game with my Christmas money, and now they want access to my account, which has my debit card and all my purchases. I feel like this violates my privacy, but I will get yelled at and punished if I don't. So what should I do? I don't feel like this is right. I'm almost an adult, and I don't feel comfortable giving them this.
All right, first things first, it would be easy for me to sit and say, no, don't give them your password or your username. But in reality, like, they're your parents, and they're probably going to end up getting it anyway. Let's be realistic. You don't want to annoy them that much. So look, you're going to have to give it to them. But before you do it, delete everything off that account. Like, delete your debit card, your credit card, whatever you've got on there, any personal info, delete it. You can also change your username and password and then give it to them. Just delete as much personal stuff as you can. And then either make a new Amazon account that they don't know about, or just wait until you're 18 and then start using Amazon again. They're clearly very controlling, and yes, what they're doing here is ridiculous. They're giving you no privacy, but they're your parents, and I assume you live with them right now, and there's not too much you can do about it. Go along with it for the short term, and you'll be all right as soon as you turn 18. You're nearly there, fella. You'll get there. Believe in yourself.
Now, if you thought today's first story was a little bit mental, have a listen to this. Husband's mum euthanized cat for easier Christmas. I am still a bit shocked, but I found out last night that my husband's mum euthanized her kitty. Apparently, they were very worried. It started acting out, and they were scared that she was going to attack people. Not even a few days ago, she posted online that it had been 1 year since adopting the kitten. I know they're expecting people over for Christmas. The thing is, they have an entire basement suite that is her office slash home business. It's just two of them, and it was two cats, in a large house. I did notice the animal does have anxiety, but death? Because six people are coming over? Normally, I would rant to my mother about this. But when I was 15, she euthanized my cat for peeing in the house. The cat was 10, and she said because it was so old, it only knew a life with us and should be put down. I came home one day, and the furniture was tossed aside. No cats. My mother tells me that the vet didn't want to do it, but with lots of convincing, put the cat down. So I guess I have some unresolved issues. Anyway, this should be an interesting family dinner.
Now, this story, guys, I don't really know what to say. It's just insane. I have no idea why your husband's mum couldn't just give her kitten to a shelter for however long the people are coming for Christmas. Like, that's just murder. Sorry, but it is. It's actually insane.
Now moving on to our third entitled parent story. My entitled mum wanted to kick me out, but got herself kicked out instead. I am a 20-year-old man, and this is my first time posting on this subreddit. But not my first time posting in general. I normally ask about this stuff on r/amithebutthole. Basically, as a background, my family is very, very toxic, mentally and physically. I've been working on standing up for myself and my siblings, but I'm still pretty quiet about everything. It's usually my stepdad, who is 54, who I'm sure I'll post about here eventually, but today is about dear darling mum. The thing with my mum is that she gets stressed very quickly, has no patience, and snaps hard and fast. For example, she once yelled at one of my 9-year-old sisters until and during a panic attack. Tonight, Christmas Eve, she was in one of her moods and was bossing around my younger siblings, as mothers do, and she got so angry that she told my sub-10-year-old siblings that Santa wasn't real. I wasn't there for that part, since I was working, but I heard all about it when I got home, exhausted and cold. I thought she'd calm down since she wasn't yelling when I came into the kitchen. Oh, how wrong I was. She got back to ordering all of us around, including myself, which is fine, but none of us were doing anything fast for her. Not unloading the dishwasher fast enough, not folding the clothes fast enough, etc. Here's where it gets interesting and a bit malicious compliance-ish. Some of the kids turn on the TV while folding, since all of us are very used to background noise.
Hey, I tell you what, you should have put on one of my videos in the background. Come on!
Our dad was also on the couch, just listening to everything, while spending hours checking 5 new emails, as old dads do. Our mum stormed in and took one look at the kids watching YouTube casting on TV of Season Infinity of Survivor, and she lost her head. She started yelling at them about being distracted and being slow and not being neat and tidy. I had enough at that point and told her that they're kids. The clothes that they fold aren't going to be up to her Empire State expectations, regardless of the TV being on or not. I told her to back up, maybe take a nap or something, and said that I'd make sure stuff got done by the time she wakes up. She said she didn't trust me to run a dishwasher, even though she told me to do so after I got home, but whatever. I told her she's being a Grinch and that none of the kids want to do anything good for a Grinch. She had this poop-eating grin on her face. As additional background, I'm not very into Christmas. I don't wear Christmas sweaters, I don't celebrate the religion, and I do generally complain about how expensive it is to buy gifts that all the kids want. So she suggested, we should do a Survivor if the kids ignore me to watch it. Let's vote out the biggest Grinch in the house, and whoever gets voted out has to spend the night in a tent in the backyard. I originally thought she was joking, but she actually grabbed a notebook and called all of my siblings into the living room and explained that we were actually going to be voting someone out for the night. At the end of the night, I had a vote. Now, my dear reader, you may have noticed that I never gave a specific number to the amount of siblings that I have, including myself. My mum and stepdad are the parents of 11 children. My mum got 12 votes, meaning my stepdad had voted her out too. He even held her to her own punishment, but he called her right back in after she finished setting up the tent. It looks like the snow cooled her down, because she wasn't all snappy when she came back in, but she was incredibly salty. That's amazing. Now this story, it's just amazing. It's just like so good. Your dad just completely mugging off your stepmom, by the way. Like, how good is that? How good is that? Just saying, you know what? I don't care that I'm married to you. I'm voting for you anyway. You are the Grinch. Get out of here. And also, making her at least start putting up the tent, like, as in going through with it, thinking that she's going to have to stay outside. So good. I mean, obviously, yeah, she wasn't going to stay outside all night, unfortunately. That would have been a bit ridiculous. But yeah, the fact that she came up with the idea and then she was the one that was unanimously voted for, it's pretty great. It's pretty fantastic. And it's good karma. I love it. I'm sorry, but when you have a family of you and 12 other people, and 12 people vote for you as their least favorite person, you know you're kind of in a bad place, right? Including the person that you chose to marry. It's great. It really is. It really is fantastic.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now moving on to our fourth entitled parent story of today's episode. My dad demands that his new wife should be invited to my graduation ceremony, even though I wasn't even aware of her existence until today. For some context, my parents divorced close to 2 to 3 years ago, and it was a really nasty separation. My dad was breaking things in the house, cursing at me, my sister, and my mum, and he even came to my work to harass me. Even then, my mum was trying to hold on to the marriage, all the way up until the point where she found out that he was cheating on her with multiple women. Come to find out that he was in multiple relationships towards their last 5 years of marriage. So, apparently, he was in a serious relationship with someone else this entire time. I wasn't even aware of it. I'm not naive. I knew he was probably messing around since he cheated on my mum, but I didn't know it was serious. Now, I'm finding out he's remarrying today on Christmas. Needless to say, I am shocked and I do feel a bit emotional about it. At the end of the day, I'm glad he moved on. However, since this relationship was a secret to me and my sister until today, it is shocking. My dad called me hours before his wedding, asking me to tell my sister and my mum of his remarriage before they're blindsided by social media posts. To top it all off, He wants to invite the woman to my college graduation ceremony that's occurring early April. This was before I even knew he has a fiancé and now wife. My issue is, I've never met her before. I don't even know who she is or what she looks like. I didn't even know she existed. If she's the woman my dad was cheating with while he was still married with my mum, then I'm just not interested in getting to know her. I really have nothing against her, but I don't know her, so I don't want strangers at my graduation ceremony. I informed my mum and my sister of this issue, and they're both uncomfortable with actually meeting her, especially on my graduation day. My mum already doesn't want to have anything to do with my dad, but she agreed that she wouldn't mind being cordial for me on my graduation day. We aren't against him moving on, or his new wife. However, we just don't know her, and I don't plan on meeting her on the day of my graduation. I'm sorry, but that's my day to celebrate on getting my 2 degrees, not entertain him and his new wife. Is it wrong for me to not want his new wife at my graduation? I don't consider her my family or close friends, so she really has no business coming. I know her presence alone will make my mum and sister uncomfortable, and I just don't want any drama on my graduation day. OP, it is definitely not wrong that you don't want this random strange lady who you found out that your dad was cheating with on your mum at your graduation ceremony. I mean, look, even saying that question makes your question sound a bit ridiculous, I'll be honest. It's your big day. As you said, it's family and close friends who you're, I guess, supposed to invite to your graduation. But realistically, it's anyone that you want to be there. The day is for you. I know on my graduation, I just invited my family because I love them and I wanted them to be there. No one else was invited. They can all fuck off. But yeah, like, come on. As I said, it's your day. People can be there who you want to be there. It's very weird that your dad would even think to invite his new wife, someone that you've never met, to your graduation. Like, go have a coffee first or something. Like, don't meet on the day of your graduation. Bit odd, bit of a stretch, but then again, he was having multiple different relationships with lots of women for the past 5 years. So therefore, he's probably a bit of a weird man. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you want more from me and more entitled parents stories specifically, check out this movie that I've left on screen. It's over 2 hours long, filled with fantastic entitled parents content, if I do say so myself. Check it out, and it will keep you occupied for the next couple of hours. Love you, and I'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.